Hey, I'm Vincent from the Moz Truck Outlaws West podcast, joined here with Phil Vicinanza. We're not here for an episode, but we do have some news to share. And you know what, Phil? Take it away. Let's start it off.
Yeah, we do have some news. And, you know, it's been great to see so much support here with the Moz Truck Outlaws of the West podcast. And it's been crazy. You know, Vincent and MJ Solorio started the podcast just over a year ago. And it was really just something to do to pass the time, of course, during the beginning stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that shut down the entire monster truck industry. And it was just something different to do and to have a lot of fun. And I guess we didn't realize how far this would go. And now we're looking back at a year. We've had exactly 50 episodes. Now you look at the numbers, it says 47, but it's actually 50 when you count our two roundtables and the intro video. And you know, looking back now, it's been pretty interesting. And you know, the news is that, you know, we're going to be going on a hiatus here with the podcast. As time has gone on, especially as of late, it's become a little more difficult finding what we would consider quality guests to our standard. You know, we've been very proud of the product that we've delivered. And on top of a lot of busy schedules, a lot of it has to do with the schedules, which is super incredible to see with the pandemic, I think, really maybe entering the fourth quarter of the COVID pandemic. So more events are coming up. People are finding a lot more things to do on Friday nights. And just continuing to grow back into what we knew as Monster Trucks. And, you know, for the last year, this has been a great platform to accomplish that. But we don't want to sell ourselves short when it comes to creating great episodes. And trust me, we have a massive, still a big list of people that we want to feature on.
And list never ends.
Yeah. We've reached out to quite a few people, but we also do not want to burn bridges or stretch ourselves, you know, too far. I would say far and wide here on the West Coast. But we don't want to stretch ourselves too far and wide to where this isn't a enjoyable experience for the viewers or even ourselves. So we're going to be going on hiatus. I don't know how long that's going to be. We're going to definitely take a step back, look at the ever-changing climate that is still going on right now. There's still a lot more events popping up. Our schedules could be getting a lot more stranger here in the immediate future. There's a lot of exciting things happening in Monster Truck. So we still hold ourselves to a strong standard on what we want to do with the Outlaws of the West podcast. And we feel that now is the correct time to take a step back, reflect, look at the incredible episodes we have thus far, and see where the potential could be in the future.
And, you know, definitely, and, you know, Phil touched on this a little bit earlier and, you know, why this whole thing started. You know, my mindset when I created this podcast was, you know, this is when the pandemic just started. You know, Phil and I, we weren't really doing anything. There wasn't really anything going on in the West for monster trucks. And, you know, if you're around here on the West Coast, you know that everyone out here is like a family. And, you know, this was kind of to keep everyone in touch. And, you know, it was just something to do every Friday night, and it was a fun experience, I'll tell you that much. I have a lot of friends on the East Coast, and, you know, I talk about, you know, a lot of drivers on the West that I see, you know, every weekend. And, you know, some of these guys, they didn't know some of these drivers and trucks. So, you know, my inspiration for this podcast was pretty much that. It was to inform people and, you know, preserve the stories and history that we have here on the West Coast. And like Phil says, and like we say every show, we're covering the West Coast far and wide. You know, we cover everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, promoters, drivers, you name it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to preserve the history here in the West. But it's been a ride. And
yeah, absolutely.
You guys don't realize how much stuff goes behind on the scenes. You know, I just want to shout out Danny McGinley. He hopped on our team helping us out with, you know, the editing the videos, you know, midway through this whole thing. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of work for us. So I want to thank him. And Brian Anger, your buddy Brian, Phil, for, you know, making the graphics. You know, I started it with the graphics at first, and I'll tell you what, they weren't pretty good. Brian took it to a new level, so thanks, Brian. So shout out to Brian Anger and Danny McGinley. They put a lot of work into this podcast, so, you know, great guys, and what a ride, Phil. I mean, we're not done. I never said we're done. We may come back. You never know. We're probably going to come back. Well, look at this.
I mean, I don't think we ever thought that when you got this off the ground, where this would grow to be. And there's, you know, been Monster Truck podcasts before and after. And I think there was a really big bubble that popped up right when the pandemic was, you know, in its first quarter. We were not trying to be, you know, we're not trying to take over the world, but, you know, as time went on, still, you know, as this, when this video is posted, we still have the most viewed and downloaded Monster Truck podcast of all time. And that's comparative to a lot of major productions that have a lot of real money invested in Monster Truck podcasts.
How much money do we have invested in this?
I mean,
zero.
Very little. I mean, to run this stream, and we've been very fortunate to have a lot of great partners to help us with this too. But you know, you say zero. How much money have we made off of this? Zero. Basically,
it's all for fun.
Enough to get a pancake at McDonald's. But it's, you know, when we look at the numbers, we have produced.
Yeah, flapjacks are flapjacks.
Yeah, flapjacks are flapjacks. But those flapjacks are worth a lot more than people have a lot of real money invested in this. And, you know, I say that with a humble brag, but that's why we like to set ourselves a standard, because we've never made it about ourselves. We've always made it about the guest. And, you know, the first guest on here was Jeff Souza, which, you know, Jeff got the ball rolling. And you look back at that first episode, it's really not comparative to a lot of some of the later ones. But it was such an important piece to the puzzle, figuring out where we can go. So, you know, I'm not going to name every guest. Every guest on here has been super supportive. But, you know, quick highlight ones. Jeff Souza was our first guest, got the ball rolling. Our next guest was Dallas Gunn Rogers, who was actually a big help helping get a hold of a lot of guests and a lot of ideas. Dallas was very supportive with that.
Dallas popped in a couple times, too.
Yeah, he popped in a couple times.
Love Dallas.
You know, I look at John Borba was another big episode for us at the time. But then really – when Terry Woodcock was on here, it was a make or break, I'd say, because it's like we were looking at where we were going. It was just kind of like we were just doing episodes. And then when Terry came on here, it felt special and it connected with a lot of people. And for the longest time, that was our most watched episode. It still gets massive downloads on the audio. So, you know, Terry, I think, took us to a whole nother level, and it opened up the gates for us to not only, you know, reach out to other people, but also other people to have the confidence in sometimes random people that they've never met before. Some of the guests we've never even met before, you know, we messaged them out of the blue and they felt the confidence coming on, seeing that, you know, Terry Woodcock was on and then Seth Dolan was on. And then, you know, a lot of different, you know, bigger name people, David Smith and then Charles Benz, you know, and just continuing on with the timeline, we had the ability to tell a lot of different stories. Some stories people have never even heard before or haven't heard in years. I mean, we have Bruce Gault on here. I mean, Bruce Gault's career was before any of us were alive, but it was so important to where Monster Trucks are now today. And then we had Mike Welch and Jeff Boehner on. We tore the house down with 3 hours.
That was insane.
Stories. I mean, those guys can still be telling stories right now. So you look at moments like that, and then that just helped continue to build where we were going. And we had ability to do a live episodes. And, you know, ironically, they were both the Team Throttle Monsters head honchos, Mike Christensen and Paul Jensen. And we were very appreciative for that. And the promotions that allowed us to even be at their events to do this. And, you know, again, we're not going to name all the guests. If you want to see all the people that were on the podcast, you can go back and look at
live the episodes,
the archives. You've heard the spiel at the end, and those archives are never going away. But you look at the stories, and it's a lot of friendships have been made. A lot of people, you know, some of the people, you know, we've known personally and we've worked with over years, but we learn a lot more about them, and it brings a little more closer touch. And, you know, you look back, it's something super cool. And That's funny. We're going to make this a quick video, but it's really interesting, you know, for a hiatus, you know, this is, we're going on hiatus, but you know, just looking back, there's a lot of people put together, you know, we were doing a lot of thank yous there. You know, when you got this going, Brad Shaw made the logo for this. Brad Shaw,
yeah.
You know, has the Crush This podcast going, which has been the longstanding stalwarts in the Monster Truck podcast game. So, you know, there is a, you know, not always a lot of pushback. Wasn't really much of a competition. Yeah, I know maybe some butts and heads a bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're here to tell a story. And, you know, if and when we come back on, it's going to be a lot more to set the bar high and tell a lot more great stories.
Set the bar is what we'll do if we ever come back, because the list we have, there's still a lot of big names on there, and there's still a lot of
coming. Yeah, but
it's okay. And there's some of our past guests we'd like to bring back. So
more people, now, more stories.
I mean, it's not that we don't want to do this. I mean, it's exactly what Phil said. It's a lot of scheduling, you know. People are getting busier, and like Phil said, I mean, this is like quarter four in the pandemic. You know, things are starting to pick back up. Our schedules are getting busier.
Hopefully, yeah. It's
I'll be in Stockton this weekend. Literally, I leave, get on the plane this Thursday. So, I mean, it's
like I said, a lot of the scheduling and just to set the standard. And a lot of that standard was set in place by Vincent, who started the podcast with MJ Solorio. And, you know, those guys got it going. They originally brought me on as just some dork with a segment about nerd stuff. And it grew to a lot more. And, you know, as time went on, MJ couldn't be on the podcast anymore. But it's very important that, you know, it's their show. They got it started. I'm just a guy. And, you know, you just look at the grand scheme. It's been a crazy year, and wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, I wouldn't say you're just a guy, for one. You're Phil. Anyway, you know, I want to touch on MJ. You know, he got, you know, busy with work. Anyone was curious about that. I think we talked about that a couple times, but, you know, work comes first. His schedule didn't work out. It's not that he didn't want to be here. He really did, but, you know, he had to do what's best, and that's okay. We're still very close with MJ. I'll actually be with MJ this weekend working at Stockton for the Malicious Monster Tour, so I'll be exciting. But, you know, Phil, you're not just a guy, and, you know, I just want to take this time to say thank you to Phil, because, you know, when Phil jumped on a host, he really took this, you know, podcast to new levels. And, you know, just he was the guy organizing the timeline. He was the one steering the ship. And, you know, it was awesome to have Phil. Phil, you took the show to new heights with your knowledge and skills, and I just want to say thank you. And, you know, thanks for everyone tuning in to the show. Hopefully we'll be back sometime, but it's been what an awesome experience, and I'll never forget the time I had on the Monster Truck Outlaws of the West podcast.
You say the past, present, and future, and I think the future is still very bright. And, again, the archives are still there. So if you want to catch back on any episode, they're right there on that video tab or the live tab.
One more time. Bring it around.
Wherever you can find the audio, as long as you still have us, we're going to stay on all those platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Audible, whatever radio.com turned into, or iHeartRadio, one of them, they changed names.
It's everywhere.
I don't remember. Anywhere you can find the sound, you can find our podcast, and they'll sit there forever, and those downloads are still rocking. I look at the humble brag. I still look at those numbers. That's why we try to set the bar, and who knows, if someone knocks down that bar, maybe we'll have to raise it once again.
I'll tell you what, I've been doing this for too long. Covering the West,
4 and 5 minute video.
I'm starting to fall apart. This is supposed to be 5 minutes. Covering Moz trucks on the West Coast, far and wide. We'll leave it at that. What do you say?
Yeah, and we're not hard to find. So if you need to find us, maybe if you don't get a hold of you on the podcast page here, our personal accounts are very
active. What's your personal account, Phil?
That's just my name. And if you can't spell it, it's there in the corner, Phil, VICINANZA.
Same thing with me, but my last name's not in the corner. So
we're not hard to find. We're not strangers. A lot of guys know who we are, what we do. And we're going to keep on keeping on, because that's how we got here, past, present, and future.
We're just guys. Well, see you guys, and we hope to see you soon.